he's got a daughter, Mary Cassidy. See you, Matthew. Mm-hmm.
Well, you worked for the Great Southern Company then. You were a...
Yes, sir. I worked for the Great Southern Blacksmithing, and I went to the paper mill and blacksmithed there a while. I believe I had a layoff or something happened, but I don't remember what happened. Anyway, I got off of that job and I got to work in the powerhouse. I just went in there as a cleanup man, a helper or something, I forget now what. But you work your way up in that place up there, I guess all of them. And I stayed in there for, I don't know how many years, but anyway, I worked all the way up to the top. From an assistant fireman, water tender, turbine operator, up to shift engineer, operating the powerhouse. Turbine rooms, boilers, I was over 33 men. I never jumped on anybody. If a man done something, he done it wrong, I'd show him what he should have done. I didn't jump down his neck and try to show my authority. Most young fellas, when they get promoted up to a big shot, big job, they get the big head, Mr. Me, Mr. I. You got to do what I say, dude. That's wrong. I took a little course in public relations. That helps anybody. Wants to get along in the world working with people. You need a course in public relations. Dealing with people.
What course is that? Did they offer them here?
Yeah, well, the company gave it, you see.
Now, your daddy was a farmer, wasn't he?
Yes, sir. Well, it's a little old story just passed that he used to be a watchman up at the paper mill. He first was he got into public life, he got to be a police juror. Well, then, I reckon he lost out, he was at the police juror like old man Lewis for several years. I guess he got too old or something. But anyway, his children, that's crazy, he was married twice, he got two sets of kids. His older bunch were old enough, we're all making a little money. So we all chipped in, went together and built that little old store yonder for him. So he run a store there till he died. Well, not till he died, but he got so old. The people would come in there and just pack stuff out, and he wouldn't see it. So he rented it out. And he lived there till he died. Right across there. He was 88.
You used to farm too. You still farm?
That was a sideline. Oh yeah. I told everybody when I had that job at the paper mill working up, I'd just go to the paper mill to rest. Had a good job. Making top money. I'd take that money and throw it away down here on this old land. I bought every land a piece of ground I could get a hold of.